7,777 gaming launches in Peru with gaming supplier license. 7,777 Gaming, the B2B game provider, has announced it has been granted a gaming supplier license to operate in Peru, giving the studio significant expansion in the LATAM region. The license was approved by the Peruvian Ministry of Foreign Trade and Tourism, MINCETUR, the country's gaming regulator, and gives the studio the rights to supply its titles to operators in the region. Under the terms of the license, the studio will operate under the banner name of Gaming Innovation UD and is fully compliant with all the legislation in the Peru jurisdiction. Customers in the country will be able to enjoy the full portfolio of 7,777 gaming titles supplied through local gaming operators in the market. 7,777 is hoping to integrate its portfolio with Tier 1 operators and has been in talks regarding partnership agreements with gambling companies including Kaizen Gaming, Betson, Bet365, Apuesta Total, Virtual Soft, and Universal Soft. Quote, Peru holds great potential as a market, and we are eager to support our partners in launching competitive online game content. Our portfolio of premium games will provide an enjoyable experience for Peruvian players. Elena Shaterova, Chief Commercial Officer at 7777 Gaming. 7777 achieves a milestone in Latin America. Founded more than two decades ago in 2000 in Bulgaria, 7777 Gaming announced itself as an international B2B game supplier when it presented over 100 titles at the annual ICE London event. The game supplier has stated it has a strategy of achieving market growth through partnerships with gaming operators, including the 7777 Gaming deal with 1X2 Network. This latest approval will make the business more attractive to licensed operators in the LATAM region. Quote, 7777 Gaming has a proven start of successful offerings in Latin American markets, and we are thrilled to be fully prepared and ready to provide our services immediately in the regulated Peruvian online market. Elena Shaterova, Chief Commercial Officer at 7777 Gaming.